This is Scott Becker, and I'm thrilled today to be joined by Parson Hicks. Parson's joining us on our Becker's Healthcare Women's Leadership Podcast, and a true leader. She heads up patient financial services at Catholic Medical Center. Parson, can you take a moment and introduce yourself?
Sure. Thank you, Scott. My name is Parson Hicks. I am the Director of Patient Financial Services here at Catholic Medical Center in the beautiful Manchester, New Hampshire, where I run three teams, professional billing, hospital billing, and a credit and self-pay collections team.
How did you end up in that role, and what's changed in that role in the last couple of years?
So I've been involved with revenue cycle at least for the past 5 years. And so for me, wanting to have a little bit more experience in one particular part of the rev cycle, I started to look for opportunities on the billing side of the house. So last year, after I decided to make a career switch due to some organization changes where I was, I started to look at opportunities in New Hampshire. This one came up, and it was a really great fit. I think a lot of things have changed, I would say, in this part of the industry because of payers and a lot of the payer requirements currently. And so whereas it may have been a lot easier to bring money in the door a little bit sooner, we obviously are faced with certain challenges that I would say increases that time as before.
Certainly. And you spent a lot of time in the New England area. Tell us a little bit about your history there.
Sure. So in 2012, I was recruited by Boston Children's Hospital to work actually on the clinical side of the hospital with a lot of the physicians and the nurses on simulation. And I had actually been here the year before as a graduate student at the Harvard Graduate School of Education. So I'm a Southerner, and that was my first encounter with winter. But I think having gone here for graduate school kind of made me open to the idea of coming back to New England, specifically Boston at the time, to work for Boston Children's Hospital.
Yeah. How did you like the Harvard Graduate School of Education?
I loved Harvard Graduate School of Education. In fact, that was my second master's program, and it was the first time I felt like I got the chance to be a true student. In my previous master's and even my undergrad, I had to work while I was in school, and so balancing that, I never felt like I got the true student experience. So being at Harvard, where there's so many brilliant people, very down to earth, the professors, if anything, you end up with this, they call it FOMO, fear of missing out, because you want to try everything. I would do that year all over again. It was really fantastic.
So just overall, a magnificent experience. And I'll ask you at some other point about favorite places in Harvard Square or Cambridge and so forth. But today, let me ask you the following question. Your sort of best advice for women leaders, any thoughts on that?
Oh, yeah. I would say that woman leadership is a special subject for me, just because I think as we women are rising, that there is more of a need for us to kind of help each other, especially for those of us who are either going through it or we've been there. I would say that my advice would be to be your own advocate. And before you can even be your own advocate, first recognize your value and your worth. We as women contribute so much to the world, really, and the professional environment. And oftentimes, I don't see us advocating for ourselves in the way that we should. So I spend a lot of time helping to develop people and women in general and saying, you know your worth, go in there, understanding that, and put that as the front of mind, because no one else is going to be as much of an advocate for you as you are.
That's fantastic. So really, know your own value and be a great advocate for yourself will be two of your starting principles.
Absolutely. It's helped me very well.
I love that. And then any mentors or leaders that you particularly admire, whom and why?
Sure. Can I tell you two? Is that okay?
Of course.
Okay. One I'm thinking of, she's a VP of finance at Boston Children's Hospital. And when she came in, I mean, I'm a woman, but I'm also a woman of color. And at the time, there wasn't anyone else who looked like me, especially in a senior leadership position. And so when I met her, I often describe it as the way that I imagine some people would feel if they met Oprah Winfrey, because she just has this personality and this warmth that exudes from her, but also extremely sharp in her role as VP of Finance. And so even when we sometimes meet up today, she always has incredible advice. She's someone who's been where I'm trying to go and thinks a lot about her people and is also a very strategic thinker. So she's the first one. And then I would say the second one was a more recent experience that I had in my previous role, where there was a chief revenue officer. And what I really liked about him is he was the type of leader that I imagine back in, you know, the early days when there were wars, people would follow a person anywhere. He's that type of person that had high expectations, you know, demanded high performance, but at the same time, his people knew that he cared about them. And so everyone wanted to be a part of his team, however they could get to do that. And they would follow him anywhere. And so I felt like that was really the type of leadership that I hope to be able to achieve one day as well.
That's fantastic. Let me ask you a different question. The transition from education and being in the graduate school of education to sort of the business of finance, the business of healthcare, how do you make that transition and what drove that transition?
Sure. I get asked this question a lot. People look at my background and they look at my resume and they're saying, how did you go from that to that? I think for me, I mean, it started when I was at, we call it Hugsy. Some of us are HGSC, and I remember the director of career services saying, Parson, there are healthcare organizations that are looking for people with your skill set. And I thought, really? And she said, yeah. And so in December later that year, when Boston Children's reached out to me, I think I was a little bit more open to the opportunity. And once I got into healthcare, I knew that it was what I wanted to do. I mean, it was a little bit of, it had me at hello. And so from there, I said, okay, how do I continue to make this kind of my lifelong career? I'm a very ambitious individual, and I was thinking about what were my options. If I had chosen to stay on the clinical side of the hospital, I would have either needed to go and get an MD or go back and get a PhD. And I said, well, I'd like to be somewhere further along than I am now before I turn 40. So I chose to move over to the operations side of the hospital, and I was kind of by chance assigned revenue cycle. The most that I knew about it then was, you know, you have a copay and an insurance. And from there, I didn't know much, but as a person with an education background, you tend to be someone who has lifelong learning as a part of your, I would say, your schemata. And so I built that into who I am. And I found everywhere I've gone, there is always the foundation of training that is needed. To me, it's what makes an organization successful or not as successful. And so, you know, I'm constantly learning, constantly picking it up, learning enough to be dangerous. And it's really served me well. I love what I do.
Well, that's fantastic. And picking up on that, how do you keep yourself motivated year in, year out, day in, day out? How do you keep yourself excited and focused and driven and motivated? How do you do that?
I have two ways. First, I'm a very results-oriented person. So when I can see the fruit of our labor, that really gets me excited. And I think, too, sometimes you have to celebrate the small accomplishments just as much as the big ones. But I would also say for me, being in this role as director, I feel like a big part of my responsibility is to make sure that my people feel supported and that they have the tools that they need in order to do the job that they need to do. And so, you know, when my people come to me or my managers who report to me and they say, Parson, you really advocate for us or you really support us, we appreciate it, we feel like this is something that we can actually do, I feel motivated because I know that ultimately what I'm doing is making a difference in their work and their ability to be able to do their job.
Well, I mean, you're this great mix of crazily smart and sharp and articulate and supportive and clear thinking, which is a very powerful mix. Another question, Parson, if this year goes well, what does it look like for this to be a successful year for you or for the job, the business you run? What does it look like?
Well, Scott, what I probably didn't share up front is that about 2 weeks ago, my organization completely did an overhaul with our EHR or EMR 2 weeks ago. So right now I'm a little bit in the thick of it with trying to make sure that everything is working issues come up. Anyone who's ever gone through a system implementation knows this. So success for me is going to be that we are able to send out our bills clean and that we get paid in a timely fashion. So those are kind of my goals right now, because I'm so new to this new system. And again, making sure that my people feel comfortable with a brand new product for them.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, I love what you're doing. I love the career story and the success you're having. Always a great challenge when there's a new system put in place that one has to work with throughout any system. So a big challenge ahead of you. We'd obviously love to have you come speak at the Becker's Health IT plus Revenue Cycle Conference. I'll bother you separately about this. If people want to reach you for advice, Parson, how do they reach you? How can they contact you?
Yes, Scott, I'm on LinkedIn. You just find me, Parson Hicks, probably search in the Catholic Medical Center, but I tend to be on there at least once a day. That's how we connected. But yeah, find me there on LinkedIn.
Thank you so much. Parson, it was a great pleasure speaking to you. Just an unexpected pleasure. I appreciate it so much. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott, and thank you for everything that Becker is doing.